Giants take it on the Phillies. It's play ball weekend as Ben Lively prepares to make his major league debut against Johnny Cueto. Let's take it to the bottom of the fifth. Lively at the plate facing Cueto.
Is a swing and a line drive base hit to center field. Ben Lively has his first hit in the major leagues, and it's clean.
3-2. Swung on and blasted down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is gone. A home run for Tommy Joseph, and he's tied the game. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch to Slater. Swing and a bouncer to second. Should be two. Hernandez to Galvis on to first. A double play. And seven strong for Ben Lively here in his major league debut. Strickland comes set of the belt. His first pitch to Galvis. Swung on. Loop to left. That'll be a base hit. The Phillies have the lead. And the pitch. Hit hard, deep, right center field. It's going to bounce to the fence. And the Phillies break open a 5-1 lead here over the Giants in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncer to short. This should end it. Galvis has it. Goes the short way to second. The ball game's over.
One pitch and Genmar saves it. And Ben Lively has his first major league victory.
Phillies take this one 5-3. The Phillies snap a five-game losing streak and for the time being avoid losing their 11th straight series. In his major league debut, Ben Lively goes seven innings allowing just one run on four hits. He even had a base hit. Here's what he had to say on his debut.
It was awesome, man. Like, I was so ready to go and just warm my pitches right before that first one. I was just like, all right, let's get this first one out of the way. And after that, it was just me being locked in.
I was going to say, we were watching you in the first inning and, you know, some good defense behind you as well, but you looked very composed. And, you know, we've seen you come up and not get a chance to pitch, but did that help you, do you think, that you had a chance to come up maybe and see what it was like? Because you looked very relaxed now.
Yeah, I mean, definitely getting up here and getting used to all the guys and stuff. They know I'm just that close to that opportunity. And, I mean, just getting out there was just the best part of it.
It's obviously a special day, but made more special by the fact that you had some family here as well. You know, it's a quick turnaround when you get called up to the big leagues. They had to get here quickly. How special was it to have them here?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, like, really, the whole game I was locked in playing my own game until walking off that seventh inning. I mean, I figured that was it, and I kind of just, like, looked up and saw Mom up there, and I know she's probably crying the whole game, but it was just awesome. That's when it finally all clicked in.
Well, I can tell you she was very excited all game because we were watching them. Before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, oh, yeah, you can hit too, right? Your first major league hit. That had to feel great as well.
Oh, absolutely, man. I don't even have a hit in AAA yet. Got to give Stairsy a shout out for that one. He was working me before the game, and it's funny how it happened.
Pete McCannon and the Phillies able to pull it off against the Giants on Saturday as they win 5-3. Here's what McCannon had to say.
Well, needless to say, Lively's my favorite pitcher. He did a heck of a good job, got three double plays. The thing that impressed me the most is he showed no fear from the first pitch on. He pitched like he belonged here and did a great job, gave us the seven innings. We didn't know what to expect because it was his debut. Plus, he got his first major league hit, which is kind of neat to see. Nishek, great job once again. He's a lot of fun. I really like watching him pitch. He's so animated and energetic. Naris, just an inconsistent split, and Gomez got the one pitch save. So, all in all, it's a win. I'm happy about that. Odubel swung the bat well, big double, three-run double, had a couple doubles. Good to see him swing the bat. Good to see Michael hit the ball hard three times and get a couple hits for himself. Freddie came up with a big hit to give us that lead. He seems to come up big when you least expect it. I mean, so it's a good day.
When you're in the dugout, Cueto's on the mound. It's 3-2 to Tommy Joseph. Are you thinking he might see a changeup there?
Yeah. You know, that's his pitch. That's his out pitch. You know, the thing that makes this game kind of special is Cueto's a good pitcher. He's really tough. And I know we beat him with a late home run last year in San Francisco, but we got a lot of hits off him and swung the bats well. So, as I said yesterday, this is the kind of game that, you know, maybe will kickstart us. All the guys swung the bat very well, and we got to carry that over through tomorrow.
How badly needed was it just to have a starter? I think it was only 11th time this season the starters pitched more than six innings. In the last three, they didn't even get out of the third inning.
Well, the fact that we, you know, once again, not knowing how Lively would react to his debut, I was hoping for, after he got five, I was thrilled. It helped our bullpen out, and with losing Benoit, It made it a little bit more difficult, and we've used a lot of guys yesterday, so we were limited in what we can do. That's why Neshek pitched the eighth. And but hey, it's a win, and I'm happy.
When the trainer went out,
Mac wanted to check him. His hand started cramping up a little bit. You remember when Hellickson had that same thing? It cramped it for some reason, and but he was fine, obviously, the rest of the way.
That kind of hit can kind of get a double going. It's a big hit in a big spot.
Without question.
You know, that's what these guys all need. They need to, you know, be able to breathe a little bit and knowing that they can still perform because, you know, it grates on you after a while. And both Mikey and Odubel really benefited, I think, from today.
Last of the three-game set will be Sunday. Matt Moore will take the hill for the Giants. He'll square off against the Phillies' Jeremy Hellickson.